one of the farms that was supplying us milk had a recorded incident of animal abuse. Now, here in Canada, we are buying milk from the Milk Marketing Board, and typically we don't know where the milk is coming from. But as it turns out, that milk that from the farm that had some abuse was being delivered to our plant. And so we tried to rally with the dairy industry to have some stronger practices in place and perhaps initiate some laws. But quite frankly, we found ourselves alone in this process, and we felt we needed to take a leadership role. And so what we've done over the course of this last year is we've got ourselves organized and educated, and we're proud to roll out this new animal welfare policy this year.
And so it's going to be introduced throughout Saputo's operations, which I presume includes Warrnambool cheese and butter. What are you going to do? What are the new kind of rules and regulations you're setting up?
Well, it is a global policy, so you are correct in saying that it will have an impact on WCB as well. Essentially, look, we want to be leaders in the industry, and that means that we may have to take some tough decisions to ensure that that there's protocol in place that will allow the cattle to live pain-free, injury-free, and without suffering. And so the first and most important thing is that we have a zero tolerance policy. I think that that's the most important thing in the entire practice that we've rolled out here, is that if there is any evidence at all of cruelty at the farm level, mistreatment or neglect, that we will not receive milk from that farm until such time that we have a third party that does an audit at the farm level, where we ensure that the practices have been improved and maintained in order for them to be reinstated as suppliers.
So on that idea of the on-farm assessments, is that only for farms that have been found to face abuse, or will you be doing kind of spot checks or spot audits on all of your suppliers?
Well, look, you know, if there is credible evidence, then definitely we'll have a SWAT team come in. But certainly we would look at finding a way to ensure that we get assigned codes of ethics from the dairy farmers and dairy employees, and that will be audited as well.
Is this likely to be a big change for the work practices of WCB suppliers in terms of, you're doing things too, like looking at getting rid of tail docking?
Right, yeah, and so as part of our rollout here of this policy is that we're pushing to eliminate tail docking as well. And also the dehorning, you know, having pain control for the cattle when they're being dehorned. So that is also part of the welfare policy that we're putting in place. And we think that over the long haul, it's going to be a huge benefit in the treatment of cattle. So again, I think we're very progressive here. I don't think that it's going to be a radical change because, I don't think that the cruelty at the farm level is widespread. And I think, by and large, most dairy farmers are ethical and most dairy farmers adhere to these code of ethics anyways. We just want to weed out of the system those folks that do not share the same practice or have the same mindset.
Now, on the disbudding front, David Basham from the Australian Dairy Farmers Animal Health and Welfare Group says that there isn't suitable pain relief available on the market, and that the current option that is available, which is an injection, actually causes more stress than the disbudding itself. What do you say to that?
Well, look, I'm not going to debate the practices of pain control on air here. We are consulting with a lot of animal protection agencies and humane societies, government authorities, suppliers, and customers, and we want to make sure that we're doing the right thing. We are not experts in this field, so we have to at times rely on the information that we receive from the experts, and I think the animal protection agencies and humane societies are providing us pretty good guidance here on that.
So you stand firm on that front?
That's correct, yes. We stand firm on that front.
And you say, too, that you'll potentially suspend milk collection from any farmer who is found in breach. In a sense, could that lead to its own animal welfare issue of not having milk collected and potentially cows not being milked?
Well, look, I think it's a strong signal to the dairy farmers that before we get there, that they need to make sure that their practices are in place. Suspension of the milk, I think, is sending a strong signal. It's a it's a lack of revenue stream, and many times when you hit the pocketbook, we get people's attention, and that's the reason for that initiative.
And we've spoken at length about the competitiveness of the Australian dairy market at the moment, and everybody trying to secure milk supply. Is there a risk here that people will think, oh, this is another job I've got to do, and go to another supplier?
That's very possible. You know, there may be dairy farmers out there that because of this policy may not want to sell their milk to us, and that's fine. You know, this is a global policy. This is one that we're initiated in every country we operate in Canada, in the United States, in Argentina, and in Australia. If the farmers have nothing to hide, then I don't see any reason why this would be a problem for them.
And Lena Saputo, while you've got to talk pricing as well. When is WCB expecting to announce prices for the coming season?
Well, we know that the the calendar year for the milk is coming up in July. Very, very shortly, we should be coming out with our policies for the upcoming fiscal year. Again, historic to Warrnambool Bull's practices, we will be leading on prices, and that was the case last year. Again, we don't control the international markets, and a lot of the pricing is influenced by international pricing of dairy solids. You should expect a call from us on the pricing pretty soon, within the next month.